An erupting volcano in Indonesia has already forced the evacuations of 30,000 people. Authorities say 100,000 more need to get out of the danger zone. That's our first story on CNN 10 this Wednesday. Before Mount Agung on the Indonesian island of Bali started erupting last week, it had been dormant for more than 50 years. Its last eruption was in 1963. But though it spewed ash more than 5 miles into the air over the past few days, authorities are concerned that a larger eruption could happen soon. So Bali's main airport has been shut down. Tens of thousands of people have headed to shelters, and everyone within 6 miles of Mount Agung's peak has been ordered to evacuate, though government officials say many are staying in their homes to protect their gardens and their animals. Besides the danger, though, there's an economic effect to all of this. Bali is considered an Indonesian island paradise. Its biggest industry is tourism. Millions visit every year, many traveling over the Christmas and New Year holidays. With thousands canceling their vacations, international airlines, local businesses, and street vendors could all lose money. One analyst says just having Bali's main airport closed costs the island about $18 million every day. The tourism industry has been hurt before by terrorist attacks and volcanic activity. The worst-case scenario this time around, according to experts, is if Mount Agung erupts on and off for several months. That would hurt Bali and Indonesia as a whole.